now to Kennesaw to learn more about its ordinance requiring heads of households to have a gun. Joining us on the line is Kennesaw Police Lieutenant Craig Graydon. He's the commander of the Criminal Investigations Division with the Kennesaw Police. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
So this ordinance passed the Kennesaw City Council in 1982. You've been around for a really, really long time. You've seen it its entire history. I was born in 1982. So put me back in the cultural context of that year. What was going on? What was the Kennesaw City Council trying to say by passing an ordinance like this? Were they making a joke like that town in Colorado?
I don't think it was really meant to be a joke as much as around the early 80s, there were a couple things going on. The metro Atlanta area had really started to see a dramatic increase in population, and there was some concern with the increase in population that would lead to increased crime. So one of the reasons the ordinance was passed was hopefully to make it a deterrent to criminal behavior. That way people would think twice about breaking into a home in Kennesaw if they thought every homeowner owned a gun. But also around that same time, the city of Morton Grove, Illinois, had passed a city ordinance basically banning handguns from the city limits. So the city council and the mayor at that time thought it would be a good way to show support for our citizens' Second Amendment rights to pass this ordinance as well.
There are exceptions to the requirement, however. What are they?
Oh, yeah. If you have any kind of physical mental disability, you cannot afford a firearm, or you're just conscientiously opposed to owning a firearm, or if there's other legal restriction, i.e. convicted felon or something like that, you would not have to.
Are you aware of any instance in which authorities such as yourself in Kennesaw have done anything to enforce this ordinance?
No. It was pretty much a symbolic gesture. It was never meant to be an ordinance that was enforced, and there's never been an incident that I'm aware of where the ordinance was ever even attempted to be enforced.
Okay. So went up to Kennesaw and talked to some folks about this. Let's listen to their voices. We talked to Kennesaw resident Susie Morrell. She told our producer, Leighton Rowell, that she has mixed emotions about this ordinance.
I'm not for guns. I don't want guns in my house. To me, it's dangerous.
How do you think the law here in Kennesaw is working out? Do you think it's a good thing?
Probably that's a good thing. That's why probably Kennesaw is safe. People don't know if you have a gun or not, so they're not going to take a chance to come to your house. Probably it's a plus there. But still.
That's where she trailed off. But let's go over to another longtime Kennesaw resident. This is Wayne Odom. He is planning to get a gun, and he says that he believes Kennesaw is safer because of this ordinance requiring heads of households to have guns.
In my contemplation, if I was going to choose to rob a house, and if I knew that one town had an ordinance that you must own a gun and the other didn't, I think I would just do the odds.
So, Lieutenant Craig Graydon with the Kennesaw Police Department, as we heard earlier, the research on what an ordinance like this would do to gun violence is limited and contradictory, and partially just because there's so little experience with it. But based on your lived experience of having been a law enforcement officer in that community for many, many, many years, do you think having this ordinance on the books has made Kennesaw safer?
I think it's definitely contributed to a safer community. It's hard to say, just like the studies kind of, you can see studies that point both ways as far as increased gun ownership and its effect on crime. I think there was some positive benefit from the deterrent factor, but the main thing from the police department perspective that we've kind of enjoyed from the ordinance being passed is that it kind of keeps the conversation about violence and crime prevention on people's minds, and it kind of helps us a little bit reach out and to the community more often to have those discussions about how can we prevent crime, how can we prevent acts of violence.
What about suicide? Lots of research indicating very, very strong correlation between rates of gun ownership and suicide. Is that something that affects you in Kennesaw?
No, we've not ever seen a significant number of suicides above what would be expected from this size community.
So what do you think other communities could learn from your example?
Well, what we try to strongly encourage, and I think the thing that we're most proud of from the police department, is that that this is just a single element of an overall crime prevention program that, you know, that we stress working with the community, working, you know, that we work very closely with schools, youth groups, faith groups, et cetera, to reach out there and try to target the cause of violence, not necessarily the instrument that's used in violence. And I think it's something that each community needs to look at to see if an ordinance like this would be appropriate for them or not.
How do you feel about it being Kennesaw's claim to fame on the national, international level. I would venture to say it's the thing Kennesaw is most known for.
Pretty much agree that it's probably the especially outside the metro Atlanta area, it's probably what Kennesaw is most known for. And it's kind of one of the ironic things that probably the majority of the inquiries we get about our ordinance come from out of state or even out of the country. So we get quite a bit of interest into how it's worked for us and exactly what it is.
How do you feel about that?
Like I said, it helps. I think it helps generate some conversation about not necessarily just gun ownership, but violence in general, which, you know, I think that's a conversation that really needs to be held on a national level, is what causes the violence, not so much what's the instrument of violence. So, like, you can look at London's experienced a huge surge in homicides that are knife related. So those are things that I think that, you know, everybody needs to look at. What's the root causes of the violence, not so much the instrumentality of the violence.
That's Lieutenant Craig Graydon. He's a lieutenant with the Kennesaw Police Department. He's in charge of criminal investigations there, talking about Kennesaw's ordinance requiring heads of households to have firearms. Thank you, Lieutenant.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we want to hear from you on this one for sure. What do you make of this debate? Do you think that your community would be safer if more people had guns? It might be counterintuitive for some folks. What do you think about when you look at the example of Kennesaw? Let us know at 404-500-9457. We're on Twitter at OST Talk, or you can post to our Facebook page.